He says, "You are wise and fearless, Lady Galadriel. I will give you the One Ring if you ask for it. It is too great a matter for me." Galadriel laughs and said, "You know, I have been wanting this for a very long time. And look, here it's brought right to me, and you even offer it to me." And this is how she puts it. "And now at last it comes. You will give me the ring freely, and in place of the Dark Lord, you will set up a queen, and I shall not be dark, but beautiful and terrible as the morning and the night, fair as the sea and the sun and the snow upon the mountain, dreadful as the storm and the lightning, stronger than the foundations of the earth. All shall love me and despair." And then she passes the test. She doesn't take the ring. She says she will diminish and go into the West and become Galadriel. And there's a couple really key points in that scene. When she says, "All shall love me and despair," that's confusing. Why would it be despairing if all loved her? I think when you pick apart that scene and you look at what's going on, why is that wrong? Why is it not better at least to have her instead of the Dark Lord? Because she would be taking away people's freedom. All shall love me and despair. If you're loving something that's not a transcendent being, then you should despair. If you're loving at that stage, all shall love me. And so Tolkien's saying here, even as beautiful as Lothlorien is, it's worth sacrificing if freedom can be preserved instead. After leaving Lothlorien, the Fellowship takes to boats and travels down Anduin, the great river. This allows them to avoid making their decision about whether they're going to head directly to Mordor, which is Frodo's quest, or go to the city of Minas Tirith with Boromir, and then go to Mordor. That's what Boromir wants them to do. As they're traveling, Boromir becomes more and more restless. And the readers, even if the characters can't, the readers can tell that Boromir really wants the ring to go to Minas Tirith, and he wants the ring for himself, not out of greed, but to save his city. He says, even if you can't use it as a weapon of war, you could at least have it there, and Sauron will be afraid to assault it. Eventually, the desire for the ring, and the desire to save his city, which he is sure is doomed otherwise, drives Boromir mad. And when they come to the moment of having to make the decision, Frodo says, "Let me go off and be alone for a while and make my decision." Boromir wanders away, finds Frodo, and tries to take the ring from him. Frodo puts on the ring to hide from Boromir and runs away. At the same time, orcs who have been following the company since Moria, as well as some new orcs who serve the evil wizard Saruman, as well as another set of orcs who serve the Dark Lord Sauron, and in the next lecture we'll go into much more detail about Sauron the Dark Lord and Saruman the evil wizard, but all of these orcs assail the company, and they try to capture hobbits and run away with them. Frodo and Sam are not seen by the orcs. They manage to go across the river, head east, and start their quest on their own. Merry and Pippin are captured by the orcs. Though Boromir makes a valiant stand and kills dozens of orcs to protect them, he's eventually killed.